Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today. You know, we closed the 10th chapter of Acts yesterday in our journey, and I went through the verses, the 44 to 48, and talked about the Holy Spirit falling on the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius. But I just felt compelled as I was getting ready to do today's podcast, to speak a moment about what happened at the 10th, in the house of Cornelius, at the end of the 10th chapter, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And many of you who have followed my ministry, you know my story. I was raised, especially from my preteen years on, our family and our church transitioned into what many would call traditional Pentecost. And so as I came up in my formative years of ministry, I started ministry midway through my teens, the message that I preached was more of a Pentecostal message. And so scriptures like Acts 10 were part of the Holy Ghost repertoire, so to speak, what we were ministering when we would minister on the baptism with the Holy Spirit was here. Now, over the years, as I came into the understanding of the finished work of Christ and the message of grace and whatever other title you want to put on it, really, I just think I started to understand the love of God a little bit better. I didn't de-emphasize the baptism with the Holy Spirit or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but I began to see that the person and the work of Jesus had all but been lost in a lot of respects, at the expense, we were ministering the Holy Ghost at the expense sometimes of the finished work. So I swung the pendulum very hard to preaching the finished work and to preaching grace, because I believe that's where men find redemption and it's where they're going to find their liberty. But I don't want to neglect the indwelling and filling power of the Holy Spirit, because an enormously important part of my ministry heritage was the understanding that the Holy Spirit is a real person, not a mist, not a cloud, not a thought, not an emotion, not an easily offended entity, but an ever-present reality. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit that keeps us from having an orphan spirit. Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphans." So he was sending us the Holy Spirit so that we would not be as if we had no paraclete, no walk alongside, no helper. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is an experience experienced by those in the book of Acts, in which there was an infilling of the Spirit that was not merely the salvation of souls, but was, not as if merely as a small thing, but such a fullness of the Spirit to prompt the believer to begin to walk in the gifts of the Spirit. And so I still believe in the mighty infilling of the Spirit, and I believe in your prayer language. I believe the gifts of the Spirit are still in operation. I believe that you still have the right of access to those gifts of the Spirit, those that Paul would list. And so I just wanted to comment on that from the end of Acts 10. Let's not leave this in the past and say, well, boy, they experienced things in the Holy Ghost that we're not to experience. At the same time, let's don't try to duplicate, because the Holy Spirit is unique and wonderful and does not have to do things the same way twice, just like Jesus' power of healing was different from time to time. But let's embrace the role of the Holy Spirit and realize that the message of the early church was the message of walking in the Holy Spirit. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.